I'm really proud of the boys. They've made a terrific effort, I think. And when I look back to obviously winning the toss as such, it was quite important. We had Glamorgan in trouble early, and although they fought back admirably to keep that pressure on them all the way through, and to see a couple of young players in Tom Cole Cadmore doing so well, as well as Josh Tung today, bodes well hopefully for their seasons.
Mace talks about the bowling unit and everybody contributed.
Yeah, we had five seamers. Sometimes that's quite hard for Joe to juggle them around, believe it or not. You've got too many options sometimes. But it was a wholehearted effort by all the seam bowlers, and I thought we caught well as well. And it was a great start to the season, and that's crucial to get off to a good start now. There's only 14 games.
Most of the batsmen have had a knock now. I mean, the openers didn't do much in this game, but Tom Cole Cadmore in the middle order, Fell, Clark, they've all had a knock.
Yeah, them middle order guys played extremely well, and the guys in the all-rounders coming in lower down the order all played well, Coxey and Barney and Johnny Hastings, so good signs in that respect. The openers, you know what, it's really difficult early season, and this Duke's ball early on is very, very difficult, so it's a tough task to get a score early doors when you're an opener. But they'll get them, and hopefully they're saving them for the next game, Northampton.
What's that? You're in 30 overs, the first 30 overs are hard work, you were saying the other day, especially when it's a little tinge of green in it.
Yeah, exactly that. Fresh wickets, early season, fresh bowlers, you know, and that hard ball, it bites in there. It's not easy batting at all, and it does get easier the longer you can hang in there. If you can get to 30, 40 overs, then it certainly gets a bit easier. Mm.
Now, you're big on your fielding. It's looked pretty decent in this game.
Yeah, I'm delighted. You know, they sort of showed a bit of hunger. I think last year we sort of spilled too many in the slip area, not through the lack of practice or effort, but we just probably didn't do ourselves justice, because we are a good catching side. And today in this 3 days that we've played, has shown that. You see Dave in the morning, we probably do more slip catching than any other county, and that's something we're going to try and keep up.
What are you going to do now? You got a day off tomorrow?
Yeah, I think, you know, these lads have had a tough pre-season, and they've got a massive reward, so they deserve time to celebrate and enjoy the victory, and I think that's really, really important. And there's plenty of time before the next game now, so we'll probably stay over tonight. And then hit the road tomorrow. But we're looking forward already to that Northants game, and that's what happens when you win, is that you don't feel tired, you're really fresh, and you're looking forward to the next game.
You've got a selection problem, Mo and Ali to fit in.
Yeah, well, it's a wonderful problem to have. He's, you know, we love having Mo in our side, and he's a wonderful character. His attitude is brilliant when he comes back to play for us, and he's a great cricketer. So it's a nice conundrum to have, and whoever misses out in the 11, then it's special circumstances, and I think they know that too.
Mm. You talked for a while about Josh Tung. Unfortunately, lost most of last season through injury, but he bowled a rapid pace today.
Yeah, he's a guy who, that, you know, there's definitely more to come from him, and he had a very good spell this morning. And at the moment, he sort of goes in and out of spells because he's young. He's just starting his career, and the longer his career goes, I'm pretty sure that those consistent spells will be, you know, a lot more often. We'll be seeing some of them deliveries that he bowled today. He bowled a very quick bouncer to Donald that hit Donald, and probably just put him off his game a little bit. But it was a lively ball, and he's definitely got some pace in him when he gets his rhythm up.
Bowling him in short spells, that's deliberate, is it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, he's got two screws in his back from a stress fracture, so he's still part of his rehabilitation back to bowling program. So it's very important we do things right. I would like to pay tribute to Ben Davis, actually, who's done an amazing job with two of the players who've done really well in this game. Tom Cole Cadmore, not too long ago, had shoulder surgery, and we've managed to get him to this game, and he's scored a magnificent 100. And of course, Josh Tung, his rehab, screws in his back. You know, Ben's done a great job with his rehabilitation.
and John Hastings seems to have fitted in pretty well. Looks like part of the team.
Yeah, he's a very upbeat, positive character. He's a winner, and all those things, qualities he showed with the bat and the ball. But also, if you look closely, he made sure that we stuck to our task. We made sure that there was no slackening in the field. He was always on top of the boys and driving the lads, which, we're ready for a player like that to help out.